BBC News with Neil Nunes. The Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado has given her Nobel Peace Prize medal to President Donald Trump at a meeting at the White House. She said it was a recognition of his unique commitment to Venezuela's freedom. Since U.S. forces seized President Nicolas Maduro in Caracas, Mr. Trump has declined to endorse Ms. Machado as Venezuela's new leader. Our North America editor Sarah Smith reports.
President Trump has so far shown much more interest in Venezuela's vast oil reserves than he has in reviving democratic elections. He's working closely with Delcy Rodriguez, the former deputy to Nicolas Maduro, who's now the acting president of Venezuela. She's met all of America's demands, including handing over millions of barrels of oil. Maria Corina Machado will need to bide her time until President Trump decides Venezuela is ready for a democratically elected leader.
Protests have continued over the presence of thousands of masked and armed immigration officers in the U.S. city of Minneapolis, despite a threat by President Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act. A focus for the protests has been a federal building housing the agents, one of whom shot a woman dead last week. Here's David Willis.
The 1807 Insurrection Act basically gives the President of the United States the power to deploy members of the military for domestic law enforcement purposes. So it's very much a powerful piece of legislation. The Insurrection Act was last used here more than 30 years ago, back in 1992, in fact, at the behest of the then governor of California in response to the LA riots.
Families of protesters killed in Iran have told the BBC the authorities are demanding large sums of money for the return of bodies. Relatives say they've been asked to hand over thousands of dollars so they can bury their loved ones. Scientists have developed a new map of the land beneath Antarctica's ice sheet, revealing thousands of previously undiscovered hills and ridges. Until now, scientists have known less about the landscape beneath the kilometers-thick ice than about the surface of some planets. It's hoped calculating the shape of the bedrock might help researchers work out how the ice might retreat in a warming climate. Dr. Helen Ockenden led the study.
If you have a lot of small lumps and bumps and hills and valleys, that's providing a lot of friction, which really slows the ice flow down. So then if you have changes at the edge of the ice sheet, so for example, warmer water coming in at the edges of the ice sheet due to climate change, the bumpier surface really kind of helps to slow down ice loss and changes in how the ice is flowing.
This is the world news from the BBC. President Xi Jinping has expressed optimism about China's improving ties with Canada. He was speaking as he hosted talks in Beijing with the Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. Mr. Carney is facing a difficult balancing act after years of strained relations with China. He's under pressure to boost trade without angering the United States or compromising concerns about national security and human rights. The United States and Taiwan have reached a trade agreement that reduces import taxes on goods from the island while increasing Taiwan's technology investment in the U.S. Here's our North America business correspondent Samira Hussein.
It's a win for the United States, which is looking to boost manufacturing of semiconductors with the aim of eventually becoming self-sufficient. The investment by Taiwanese semiconductor and technology companies will help achieve the U.S. goal of bringing 40% of Taiwan's building capacity to the U.S. So, what does Taiwan get in return? Well, it gets a big reprieve from the Trump administration's reciprocal tariffs, which will now be capped at 15%.
The European Union's border agency says the number of irregular border crossings into the EU fell by a quarter last year compared with the year before. It said it detected about 178,000 entries, the lowest level since 2021. The biggest fall came in the number of people leaving West Africa, while the busiest route was the Central Mediterranean. Votes are being counted in Uganda after a chaotic but peaceful day of presidential and parliamentary elections. Technical issues meant some polling stations opened hours late. President Museveni, who is seeking a seventh successive term, said even he had problems casting his ballot. BBC World News.